Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. We are halfway through October, nearly. Sure, you won't find midterm at this canter. How are tricks with you today? Your thoughts can be uploaded in the usual way to the WhatsApp. That's 087 032 32 32. And for your longer letters, not as many of those of late, I must say, must be the dark evenings. The email is oliver@rt.ie. Ah, we have a hell of a show for you this AM. John Logan joins us. You know him, even if you think you don't, because he's a major writer of stage and of film. He's rewritten the Moulin Rouge film by Baz Luhrmann for the stage. Much beloved film it is. He won a Tony for the adaptation, and that's the Oscars of Broadway in New York, for those taking notes. And the show is going to come to Dublin for 2 months. It's basically the Christmas play at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this year from November. And he's a Californian man, and he's going to actually come to the show because this is a beloved city for him. Both his parents were from up north. He's married to a Dubliner, and he's an impressive character. His name is massive in Hollywood because he has written so many beloved, amazing, iconic films. Skyfall, by far the best James Bond film ever, I would say. Spectre. Sweeney Todd, he wrote the book for that, as they say, because it's a music film with Tim Burton. He's just written the Michael Jackson biopic, which is coming out next year in a storm of controversy. Antoine Fuqua is the director, the guy behind Training Day, you know, Denzel and Ethan Hawke, amazing. And John Logan, he's basically written just about every quotable movie of the last 25 years and more. We'll give you a wee sample here, why don't we? This is starting with Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday, the NFL movie, and then we have DiCaprio as Howard Hughes in the middle, and you'll know the fella at the end.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes till the biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, or we're gonna crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now.
Howard?
Howard, what your future? What your future?
Let's take a walk, Howard.
Way of the future.
No, give me a hand here, will you, Glenn?
The way of the future. 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 The way of the future.
Do not be troubled, for you are in Elysium, and you're already dead! Brothers, what we do in life echoes in eternity.
Yes, Russell Crowe from Gladiator. That was the year 2000. Russell Crowe said he rewrote the entire script because he said it was no good. So what would John Logan, the writer of the actual film, Oscar nominated for it, make of that? I'm sure he knows Russell Crowe is an absolute dose. I mean, the continent of Australia couldn't contain his opinion of himself. 51551, that was The Aviator, of course, in the middle. They should have given the Oscar to DiCaprio for that, not The Revenant. Also, we're going to meet someone still playing GAA into their 60s after yesterday's story about a 57-year-old fella playing a county final in Kildare and holding his own against the young ones. We have found somebody else far more impressive, can you believe? Now, what else is going on today? In news sure to delight parents everywhere, ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence text and image generator thing online, it is basically going to allow porn, they formally announced. They're calling it erotica, but it's porn. And they say it's only going to be allowed for verified adults. Oh, that's fine. Those verification systems that don't work at all and the kids know how to navigate around them, can't see any problem there. But look, we're in the modern age and everything is turning to slop and far beneath what we used to consider dignity in the world, not least the enhanced games, which you've heard people talking about happening in Nevada next year. Various athletes have been called out for agreeing to participate in what they're calling the first event of its kind. It will support performance-enhancing drugs not following the rules of the World Anti-Doping Agency. Performance-enhancing drugs will not be mandatory for participants. Who on earth is going to take part when everybody else is on drugs? There will be medical supervision. So any person taking part, any doctor or medical professional willing to sign off on someone taking drugs to push their body beyond their natural capacity they've morally slopped out, really, haven't they? This is Tommy Tiernan. Do you know Tommy Tiernan's famous piece of stand-up that Ireland should host the first drug Olympics? He's turned out to be a prophet in that regard. It's unbelievable. It's all part of what an author, an academic, Cory Doctorow, has called. And his crude phrasing here, by the way, is on purpose. He calls it the inshitification of the internet and other matters. So he's kind of describing the deterioration of everything online. He says there are three stages. First, you get a good product from your social media company. Then they make the product worse in order to serve the advertisers and other people they're selling data to. And then finally, they just exploit the people they're doing business with, both the advertisers and the user. And the result is slop. The result is people, good people who go onto Facebook to use it for positive things and communication, can't find their friends, the stuff they want to find, because there's an avalanche of AI slop, misinformation and rubbish. And the quality on the internet is dying, but it's also seized our eyeballs watching it go as well. Other things happening in the world. It turns out Margaret Thatcher in a new book reveals Margaret Thatcher, poor old Maggie, had two affairs while she was married to her husband, Dennis. We can now call him long-suffering Dennis, can't we, if this is true? It's a new book. The Incidental Feminist makes bombshell claims about the Tory party's longest-serving prime minister since the late 19th century and her private life. So she apparently had an affair with Sir Humphrey Atkins later in life. He was Secretary of State for the North, and he was handed a life peerage in 1987 when she was the boss. Oh, I'd say she gave him a right peerage indeed, the dirty thing. Further sources say that Mrs. Thatcher had an extracurricular friendship with Lord Bell, who was her head of PR. Extracurricular friendship is an interesting way of doing it. This included him placing his hand on her knee and other stuff at dinner receptions, whoo, which had been one of her favourite things. It basically turned her on more than starving the miners and jailing Catholics without trial. Two tapping Thatcher, double Thatch. The nicknames will now explode. Absolute filth. Apologies for that. MTV's announced it's closing down most of its channels. This is the music video thing that became popular in the 90s and later. Started up, we would have seen the first version, late 80s. And there was a dedicated channel in the UK and by 1997. And Paramount basically are behind closing it down. So it'll go to the end, it'll be reality shows, and then it will all be over, basically, for MTV. Well, we should get some music ourselves, will we? I think a good place to go is to the Moulin Rouge with these very noisy ladies. Hey.